With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area. For 5G coverage, see cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Comes from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, the second hour, and made possible tonight by Cricket Wireless. It is the holidays, and Cricket Wireless would like to see you. So check it out. It's all on their website, so check them out. We are going to get these scores in right quick, and then we're going to go to Granny, who's actually covered a game we needed covered tonight. So go ahead, George.
Okay, these are 4A playoff games. Russ, we'll give you some. Ripley over Yazoo City, 35-14. It was Clarksdale beating South Pontotoc, 41-0. Pontotoc edged Gentry, 35-34. Caledonia defeated Kosciuszko, 31-24. It was Mendenhall, 29, and Stone, 15. Macomb edged Lawrence County, 26-20. Those were some 4A scores. Looking at some 3A playoff scores, Kossuth over Nettleton, 32-7. Yazoo County defeated Rosa Fort, 40-20. It was Independence edging Humphreys County, 24-20. Noxubee County beat Boonville, 24-7. Aberdeen edged Water Valley, 12-9. It was McGee, 47. Jefferson County, 6. Jefferson Davis County over Clarkdale, 54-19. Tylertown beat Wesson, 44-6. These are 2A playoff scores. East Union, 43. O'Bannon, 7. LaFleur County shut out Potts Camp, 28-0. It was Belmont, 22. Jay-Z George, 8. Choctaw County County, 41. Marks Palmer, 20. Kemper County over Collins, 14-7. Philadelphia defeated Heidelberg, 32-20. Pelahatchie over Bogachitta, 44-23. And it was Scott Central all over Mitt County, 54-8. Moving on to MAIS playoff games. Jackson Prep defeated Park Lane, 55-13. Jackson Academy over Presbyterian Christian, 40-14. In 5A playoff action in MAIS, it was Leak over Pillow, 49-14. Heritage defeated Starkville Academy, 31-12. Copiah defeated Bayou, 26-20. Oak Forest over Simpson, 30-22. In 4A action, Greenville, St. Joseph, 41, Indianola, 20. Tri-County beat Oak Hill, 56-14. That was a final there. Adams County Christian over Riverfield, 41-7. Kirk, 48. Brookhaven, 38. In 3A action, Greenville Christian over Winona, 50-0. Central Holmes over Benton, 42-24. Centerville, 36. Mitt School, 14. And Canton Academy over Silva Bay, 40-28. So that's kind of a wrap of what we got in playoff games.
All right. They love their football down in Mize. And Granny was down in Mize tonight taking in that one. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, Russ. How you doing? Hey, George.
Hey. Hey, Brian. Now, tell us, they love that football down in Mize, don't they?
They do. They loved it tonight. They played a great game. They got beat. The score was 36-30, but, I mean, what a great game by two great teams. I mean, the play of the game was the quarterback for Newton. I bet he had 300 yards passing in the whole game. I mean, he was a good one. He threw an 80-yard bomb and a 50-yard bomb in the fourth quarter.
Good gracious. Good gracious. 80 yards.
And he threw two short passes for touchdowns in the first quarter. So he had four touchdowns passing.
And that final score was what?
36-30, Newton.
36. So was it close all the way down to the end?
Sure. The biggest lead was 16-0, Newton, in the first quarter. And then it was like within one score the rest of the game.
Well, I tell you,
Mize tied it up 16-16, and then they had the ball at the end, and they were trying to tie it up, and they threw an interception midfield.
Oh, heartbreaker. So the season ends for Mize.
It's over for Mize, but Newton moves on to the second round.
All right. Well, I know you'll be somewhere next Friday night. And
I'll be at the Laurel Hattiesburg game tomorrow night. Let me tell you something about that game. It's going to be a great game no matter who wins. But Laurel is going into the game as an underdog, and boy, does that mean something.
Yep, especially between the bricks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've done.
It's going to be a great game no matter who wins. It's going to be good.
Yeah, you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. All right, so who's up next? Josh West got by another. You know what? I don't think y'all have lost a game since you got beat, and I don't think you've been under 50 points a game since you got beat. Am I correct?
I think we were – we've averaged over 50 points for us.
That's what
we've
I was
averaged thinking. Over 50
points.
It really is remarkable. You know, this was a game tonight. Midway second quarter, it's 20-14.
Ooh.
And we shifted it into another gear. You got to give Cameron Dill a lot of credit. You got to give Oak Hill a lot of credit. They got some mismatches in certain spots. They were able to take advantage of some situations. Did a good job moving the ball. Dill can really run it and throw it for Oak Hill. But Trace Dearman was lights out tonight yet again. In the first half alone, he had four more touchdowns, three rushing, another receiving. Finished the ball game with over 250 all-purpose yards. 17.7 yards per carry, those four touchdowns. It's just remarkable. And then Tri-County again finishes with over 500 yards of total offense, and the clock started running with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tri-County stretched that game out. Also, kudos to Ty in this game. It would be tough to have just a record and get out of it.
I think you went behind a tree or something.
Josh, you still with us? We're losing you.
I think we lost him.
I think we lost him. You know, Trace Dearman. Yeah, let's go ahead and get to Jeff Hager. We'll come back with Josh when Josh gets into a clear area. Hey, Jeff, how's things down in your neck of the woods tonight, down on the coast? Is Jeff with us?
There we go.
Yeah.
I'm on now.
The wonder of radio. How's everything down in your area tonight?
Not too bad. I got a question for you guys, though.
Yeah.
Have you guys thought about renaming your show to Thursday Night, by the way?
It looks like we may have to look at that next year if this official thing doesn't get straightened out. You know, I'm hearing all different kinds of things, but, you know, they'd be up. And see, the problem I have with that, Jeff, is that they would be up against JUCO football in the state.
Well, that's true. Yeah, because the season's not over. I guess they have playoffs going on right now.
We're going to Scuba tomorrow. Hines is, and I'll be calling that game against East Mississippi. So, yeah, they play their playoff games on Saturday, but all their regular season games are pretty much on Thursdays. But how many games did you have on Thursday down there last night?
So we had by far more on Thursday than we did on Friday. Granted, that's because, you know, half the teams got knocked out with playoffs starting.
Right.
But honestly, from a content standpoint, it allows us to get to more games, you know, with fewer people. So it's not all bad, but a lot of moving parts for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, so starting with tonight, though, I was at Moss Point, and that defense smothered Northeast Jones 40-0, get a 40 burger and a shutout there. And Ole Miss commit Larry Simmons, he's a fun player to watch. So he accounted for two touchdowns in the first half, including a two-point conversion while I was there. And so they look like a tough team. And if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be matched up with Poplarville, who obviously reigning South State champion 4 out of the last 5 years. So that could be a fun one early there in the second round. And then Bay High, they won late against Quitman 39-33, and that was their first playoff win, their first home playoff game period since 2012. So that's been a big comeback story. Just a few years ago, they only won 3 games combined over a stretch of 3 years. So that's been really impressive to see them come back to relevance. And then last night, the main story was Picayune and Ocean Springs really asserting their dominance against very capable playoff opponents there, with Picayune beating Goshen 42-14, and then Ocean Springs beating Harrison Central 38-13. So Ocean Springs completes the first perfect regular season there since the 1970s in program history. And then Picayune doing what they do. So they look like a really tough out as well.
You know, I think one of the best stories down there, Jeff, is one you just touched on just a moment ago. And I think that's Bay. I think what they've been able to turn around and do is nothing short of outstanding, because you know, we hadn't even been talking about Bay High School in the last 5 years.
No, if you look down their schedule, they had a couple really bad losses, I think like 40-0, but then they would come back the next week and go toe-to-toe with other very good playoff teams. So they're kind of Jekyll and Hyde, but you know, when they don't give up, they come right back at you. So a new mentality there in Bay High.
Well, I'm glad to see it. A lot of good football down there. I think we're probably it looks like Ocean Springs is kind of the pick of the litter down there right now, and they've got it going down there. Jeff, we appreciate you making us a part of your Friday night, and I know that y'all been real busy down there and getting the information out, and we just appreciate you. I'm not looking at Thursday right now. But Jeff, we're gonna cut you loose, and we got up against the break. I know you understand that, but we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Absolutely.
All righty, buddy.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Thanks so much. Well, there's a lot of small businesses here in Mississippi, and you know, that's one of the backbones of this country. And if your small business needs help, it is fastcorporatecredit.com is where you need to head. We will take a timeout and be back with more in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson here along with George Broadstreet. Glad to have you with us. We'll be here till midnight tonight. Coming up in the 11:30 slot, Joel Norris will be along with his Crazy Eights, and eight-man football continues here in Mississippi. We'll get to talk. We were talking with Josh West, and we lost him, but I think we have found him again. Josh, are you there?
Yes.
All right, let me
can
ask
you. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something about Trace Dearman. He's a senior, right?
Senior.
Is anybody looking at this young man?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And, you know, he's 6 feet, 210. He's certainly just he's a physical player. He's got a great lower body, very strong in his core and his legs. Breaks a lot of tackles. Very angry downhill runner, and he's really got nice vision. He's starting to develop more cutback ability. He's starting to be able to do a few more things from a versatility standpoint, and his numbers are fantastic. I mean, he's closing in on 1,500 yards and 24 touchdowns. Zach Clark has got 1,500 yards and 22 touchdowns. So, I mean, you've got two backs there that have combined for almost 3,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
That's amazing.
It's remarkable, that 1-2 punch.
Yeah, And you know what? It's not like you haven't had that at Tri-County before. It just seems like every year this team comes in, comes to play, and they play big. So you're headed to the next round, correct?
Headed to the Delta, to a team that has inflicted a lot of misery on us. You got to give Greenville St. Joe a lot of credit. They've had great teams. We've gotten into some good battles, and they've gotten the best of us on the gridiron. And so that is going to be a game where a lot of alumni are going to be very vested emotionally in that game. And those younger players, they remember looking up to their heroes as younger players, maybe middle school players, freshmen, and the heartbreak of some of those defeats. That's going to be a very emotional game on the road next week.
Well, and I've seen Greenville St. Joe this year, and they've got a lot of speed, Josh. The wide receivers are really fast, and quarterback does a good job of getting the ball to them. So it should be a really good football game. And we appreciate you calling back and getting on with us and letting us know this Tri-County team is continuing to roll. I don't know if they can hang 50 on St. Joe, but we'll see.
Well, if they do, we might sneak out of there with a 50-48 win.
That's putting it mildly. Thanks, Josh. I appreciate you, friend.
All right.
But I wouldn't doubt it. 50-40. Let's go to Matt Toth. Matt is been patiently waiting. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be on with you, Russ. The coast is hot and heavy here tonight with 14 teams heading into the playoffs from the four different classes, and there's 11 teams left with three of them dropping out tonight, as you had read the scores off with that pass, Christina losing to Newton and Stone losing to Mendenhall for the second straight year, and St. Thomas lost losing to Morton for the three teams. So we're down to 11 coast teams tonight heading into next week's playoffs.
Yeah, how many of them played last night? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, there was nine games last night. I went 7-2 in my predictions.
So, you're having a great year.
Nine total games. What's that?
I said you're having a great year.
Yeah, I missed one game last week, so this is my last week picking, so I just finished up. So I finished with 73% picking. I did miss the one game tonight, and that was past Christine, and I thought they were going to pull it off. But I had, you know, Poplarville, their eighth straight win in round one.
Right.
And like it was said just a little bit ago, they're playing at Moss Point. I just feel Poplarville, I know it's a long trip over there to Moss Point, but I believe Poplarville has, again, another mission to make it back to state. And I believe they'll early look that they'll take Moss Point next week. It's going to be a good game there. And then, like I say, Bay High winning their third playoff game. And they had, with 17 seconds left, they came back and threw it 10 yards out to win that game against Quitman there. So that was an exciting finish for them.
You know, this has been a really frustrating year for Stone. For Stone County, I mean, even from the get-go in August, I mean, they didn't even know if they were going to play or not this year.
That's correct. They were in quarantine the first couple of weeks, and then they played a game that I believe they had a bye, and then they went to Greene County without Carlos Brown. I mean, he's the top-notch running back, and he's been banged up here the last few games, and they did lose tonight 29-15, and that's unfortunately for me to be right. I'm going to pick the team who I think will win, and I did pick against Stone tonight, and they unfortunately did lose.
Welcome to the Friday night.
And so they haven't beaten Oak Grove. They're 10-0. They're 0-10. Against Oak Grove. So, I mean, average score 37-17. So they're going to have their hands full there going to Oak Grove. And Harris Essential, of course, going to Brandon. And we'll see there what happens. But
they're
we'll see what's left.
Full.
11 teams left to go. 10 straight seasons that a coast team has played in a state championship game. So hopefully that streak will continue.
Well, here's a tip for you, Matt. If you're picking, go with the Greyhounds.
Yes, I went wrong with them one time this year when they played George County. Well, George County, you got to watch out for that Deuce Knight. He's a freshman,
yeah.
And they'll be playing next week So I did go against Ocean Springs one time, but no more. In fact, this was last week picking the game. So, but I look forward to it. And on a side note, good luck to you tomorrow. And, you know, I know you call Hines, yep. Who beat our Gulf Coast Bulldogs. So good luck to Hines in the state playoffs.
Really, I appreciate that, man. Really a wild year because you had three teams actually wind up on the south side in the JUCOs. All with the same record, but because we beat Gulf Coast, we get to go, but we get to open up with East. I don't know how much of a picnic that's going to be, but, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but it's a lot of good football there on the JUCO side. Matt, thanks so much for hanging in there with us and watching the show and kind of working in there when we get you in there, and we will talk to you next week.
Yep, on to next week, another playoff week. So look forward to it, Russ.
All righty, bud. Thanks, man. Matt Toth, who is our voice, one of our voices down on the Gulf Coast. Who do we have? Do we get to?
We got 4 minutes left. Nobody else.
Nobody. Okay, we're still trying. Yeah, let's get to the scores. We're chasing Jared with Warren Central. So go ahead.
Well, let me give you some games from last night. This is some scores in 6A. South Panola defeated Center Hill 42-9. Clinton shut out Murrah 28-0. DeIberville won their 10th game of the year. They beat St. Martin 34-20. It was DeSoto Central 35, Lewisburg 22, Gulfport over Biloxi 27-19. It was Pascagoula outscoring Hancock 54-46. South Haven over Horn Lake 20-7. Oak Grove outscored Northwest Rankin 55-39. Ocean Springs won for the 10th time this year. They defeated Harrison Central 38-13. It was Hernando 24, Olive Branch 20, Madison Central 48, Oxford 7, Brandon beat Pearl in that Rankin County grudge match. 38-7 was a final there. Terry edged Petal 13-7. Starkville edged Grenada 14-10. Same score, Tupelo over Germantown 14-10. And Warren Central beat Meridian 31-21. Some 5A games of interest. Brookhaven over South Jones 45-23. It was Ridgeland shutting out Canton 21-0. George County over Long Beach 34-7. Lafayette defeated Lake Cormorant 28-19. Picayune over Gaucher 42-14. This game was played tonight in 5A. Provine defeated Jim Hill 46-8. East Central beat Van Cleve 42-35. Pearl River Central over West Harrison 28-7. West Jones won over Wayne County 24-19. West Point beat Columbus 49-26. So those are some 4A, or excuse me, 5A and 6A games that were played last night.
Well, you know, the thing that never, it just never ceases to amaze me, the team is West Point. It seems like every year in 5A, they're going to wind up in that championship game. And they do the ground and pound. You know, they run the football really hard up there. And Chris Chambliss just does a great job of coaching that. But it just seems like every year. I mean, have they lost a game this year?
Oh, they've lost two. They're 8-2, which, you know, for them is,
Suck them up.
Yeah. But, I mean, 8-2.
Who did
they lose
to? Starkville was one. No.
I'm not real sure. I don't think they beat Starkville. I think they beat them maybe last year, but I don't think it was this year.
I know that's a good football team at West Point. And I'm just thinking we're going to see him in the championship game. By the way, the championship games have been moved to the University of Southern Mississippi. And after that weekend, Johnny Mims and his Mississippi Association of Coaches will have the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game back at Southern, where Mississippi is not been beaten by Alabama.
I just got my cashback match.
Over
is this
there.
For real?
So
yep. We match all the cashback
we'll
new card members earn at the end of their
Blackwell
first year.
Classic,
automatically.
Best of the
I got
North,
my mind
best of the
now.
South.
To contain yourself,
we'll have that
it?
Game on for you
Let
as
go.
Well. So there's still a lot of football left to play. here in the state. We hadn't even gotten to the state championship games yet. Is it next weekend or the weekend
after
that?
I've never had no respect for Richard Williams.
It's the weekend after.
Now, I don't mind you saying we're harder on these kids because we are.
Yeah, and we're just scratching the surface on some of these things. But
that's right.
We're going to take a timeout. John Marcus Duncan is going to be talking to us about Jackson Prep when we come back. Hopefully, Jared Schatz as well. We'll be back.
With Cricket.